Good morning, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Oslo. I know that many of you were here yesterday at a seminar that I've already had many reports from. I'd like to say welcome to Oslo Met. We're not technically on the campus of Oslo Met, but we're right across the street, so I'll allow myself to say that anyway. Oslo Met, as many of you know, has been a university since January 12, 2018, and we have been hard at work trying to convert that status as an accredited university into a position as a good partner for the development of this region. The REAP project is a wonderful example of that, and I'm always very excited to hear about the progress that's being made. We're entering a new stage in the project and working towards being even more concrete with the kinds of with the legacy that's going to emerge from it, and following along on that work is also very important to me. We often say when we talk about innovation that things are changing more rapidly than ever before, and that may very well be true, but it's probably also true that things will never be changing so slowly again. We're in a period where the kind of acceleration that we see in science, in education, in discovery, and hopefully in innovation is happening in a way that few of us can keep track of and can imagine. And among other reasons, that's part of why it's so important to have explicit cooperation and development between our institutions. Universities traditionally are viewed as institutions with a responsibility for education and research and development. That, of course, is all true. But we have other responsibilities as well. We have responsibility to communicate our findings to a broader public, and we have responsibility to contribute to an innovation infrastructure and to development of that sector. There are things that easily could be changed. I'd like to use the opportunity to make just one political point. There's a discussion going on in Norway about what it means to be a professor. And traditionally, that has been extremely limited. There's only one way to becoming a professor in Norway, and that's through a certain kind of research activity and production. I think that that position should be changed. And if there are representatives, as I know there are, from the ministry here, I'd just like to use this opportunity to mention to you that excellence in innovation is a natural and obvious path to a professorship, and that's something that would change the way that universities work with respect to this particular part of our mandate. So I would be grateful if you could go home and change those rules for us today. Thank you in advance. Last week, I had the pleasure of visiting a group of former students, a group of students who graduated just last year from our program in Barnevern, which I think is called Child Protection in English. These students left Oslo Met educated to provide services to make daily life better, especially for children and for families who struggle. But they decided on a new approach to that. They formed a company that's called Gaming Contact, and they use gaming as a strategy for practicing their profession in child protection services. They have been in existence for less than a year, and their concept has completely taken off. They're getting contracts from NAV, our social services sector. They're getting contracts from other organizations, and they're working with individuals to use gaming, which in many sectors is seen as, or among by many parents, is seen as something inherently problematic, as a way to reach young people who either identify themselves culturally with a kind of gaming culture, or who maybe are having problems because of it. They not only work with these young people, but they also train parents to meet their children in gaming context, and they offer all sorts of development opportunities for their clients. I think that's a beautiful example of innovation in the university sector, combining the education that they received with the research that they were exposed to in an entrepreneurial spirit to creating something new that, as I said, in the course of 1 year has absolutely taken off. Oslo Met's position in this region to provide those kinds of opportunities is something that I want to pursue even more explicitly. I think it's important for us to liberate ourselves in these traditional professional educational programs that we have from the historical career paths, and to create in our students a passion for exploring new approaches. I see that happening already in many ways, and I know that many more examples are going to be emerging in the near future, which I hope you'll join me in paying attention to. So once again, welcome to all of you to this seminar today, and I'm looking forward to being here for as much of it as I can and to hearing about what grows out of that. And with that, I'd like to say I wish you very much success. Thank you.